story. I mean, I'm drifting away maybe into fantasy land here, but that's what the other world station is, right? Not fantasy land, but well, actually, in a way, it is. It's where your fantasy can act and create. And fantasy is for real. So yeah, just a funny little thing that maybe one can do that. For example, I'm looking at this Fahrenheit 451, written by Ray Bradbury, right? And it's quite obvious that Mr. Bradbury had something important he wanted to say to his fellow human beings. And he decided to say it by writing that book, which I find a very nice thing to do. So, then we have, and this is the fun with it here, we have that book, or it's made into a movie, of course, which is the one I'm looking at now. It's made in the 60s something. And then you have Mr. Bradbury today in 2025, wherever he is and whatever time he is in and whatever his name is. We here could at least play with the idea and the possibility which is there that he is here also in the other world station, and that he came into that shadow land there for a little while just to write that book and help people in that way. And then others are coming in, well, this is your mission, this is what you can do. So these are like angels coming in to help down there to keep the game somewhat civilized while at the same time allowing each one to act out their free will and their wildest fantasies, which is the idea of this earthly realm. And then we follow, I'm just taking Ray Bradbury as an example here, which could be anyone, author, artist, scientist of the past, who is then shown sitting there in other world station or whatever in real time. Now, looking back and looking at, well, look, this I wrote about in my book, there and there, because I find things in Fahrenheit 451 which really are happening today. So we could take advantage of these kind of, same with 1984 and all that, we could, it's a possible storytelling gimmick that may be both useful and, how to say, easy for readers or viewers to relate to.